What the fuck is up? We're back, bitch. This is episode 45, I think. 45, and I'm fucking ticked. I'm fucking ticked, dog.
Yeah, I do feel like, yeah, this is episode 45.
I'm ticked and I'm not talked. I'm ticked and no happy dances here.
See, like, I was happy.
No fucking little 14-year-old babies.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding, man. Pause. I'm just joking. But why the fuck is TikTok and Instagram trying to throw teenagers in our face?
Because that's all they really
can do. They're trying to turn us into pedophiles.
They are.
So they can keep cancel culture going.
Dude. Honestly, I feel like cancel culture is a big thing.
You think it's some type of shit, right?
Because of social media.
I swear they're trying to turn people into dude, they're trying to turn people into pedophiles, dog.
They are. Like, either that or fucking
I don't search up none of this shit. You go through my search, it's all anime and sports and UFC and podcasts and comedy. That's it. That's fucking it. And then, you know, I hit reels. And then it'll be like some shit I'm on. And then about the third reel, it's just some chick doing a fucking dance in small shorts and a shirt. And it's like, dude. Right. And then she's like, oh, here's my prom picture. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, there was this one where it was fucking, it was about this guy. Fucking, he was a male cheerleader. You can clearly see he was gay. Whole fucking nine yards. Everything was going
what's
good
the
for
problem?
Him. Yeah, they showed a prom picture too. Fucking,
well, I said, what's the problem? I'm just joking though. I'm joking.
So what's the problem? Okay, but fucking, they were showing this picture and everything like that, and then fucking next thing you know, fucking, it shows it's basically a picture of before and then now, and now he's trans. And I'm over here like, so y'all basically just trying to just shove down the whole trans thing down our throats, right?
No, dude, like, it's fucking... now it's like it's almost to me, dude. All right, remember like all right, when we were in high school, it was about the scene. There was emo, and then there was the scene.
Yeah.
The scene kids. You remember that dumb fucking shit?
Mm-hmm.
Which was basically just colorful emo.
Dude, it was just posers.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's almost like trans is like the new goth, I think. I feel.
That is kind of accurate.
You know what I'm saying?
That is kind of accurate.
You know what I'm saying, dude?
That's very accurate.
Like, now it's cool to be like, I'm whatever I want to be, dude.
Yeah, like, fucking, I'm...
You know what I'm saying? I'm in the moment, you know what I mean? Today, like, I feel like a chick, dude.
Yeah,
but tomorrow, like, I'm about to go cut wood.
Like, it's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
Nah, like, I don't know, man.
I just hope that fucking...
It's a predicament.
It is a very high
predicament. And, dude, there's... And, I mean, I can understand knowing for sure who you are and what you want to be, but there's a lot of... problems going on up there. There's got to be.
Yeah, people
personality
are fucking
confused.
Wise,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's got to be some personality disorders going on.
There has to be,
because like fucking... I want to see the number of how many people that go trans and then regret it and try to revert back.
Yeah, that is some real shit, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
How many people that do
but then,
go trans don't want
to
go?
But then they already have to deal with the damages from all the surgeries and taking all the medicines.
Yeah, so they have to stay
to
that
change
way.
Their body to change your like homeostasis. You know? What
yeah.
I mean?
So then it's just like, well, you're fucked. Like, you should have thought about this. You should have gave this more consideration and just not fucking jumped into it because you're
all
out of impulse.
I'm all for people being who they want to be.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I get that to the fullest. Like, I'm trying, you know what I mean? I got things I'm trying to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think about some stuff sometimes.
You do. You really do. Like, you have to consider all of your options. You have to weigh out everything.
And it's kind of a silly thing.
It is.
We got people out here being cats and dogs and horse people.
Dude, that is
I'm not
so
gonna lie though.
Weird.
I follow this one dog girl.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know. She kind of fire.
She kind of fire.
Something about it. Something about it.
I'm alive if she was a man at first.
She'd be drinking out of water. Out of water bowls.
Out of water.
I don't know. Something about it, dog. Something about it.
You like that shit?
No, I don't like that.
Nah, he likes
but
that
there's,
shit.
But it's not like that. But there's. There's something.
There's something there.
I keep watching the stories. I keep watching the stories. I don't know. There's something.
Hey, I'm a weirdo too. I watch this dentist who be.
Oh, don't even. I'll expose the boy right now.
Expose me. What else do I watch?
The short girls.
Oh, midges. Oh, I love midges.
I love midges.
I
too.
Love me some midges. Man, you gonna lie?
Why they got so big booties?
I know, bro.
Why are the booties so big?
I be
big?
Wondering that too. I love them midgets.
That's a real BBG.
Like, there's a real midget.
That's a
I be following this one midget, Freak of Brit. Oh, my God.
Freak of Brit?
Yeah, fucking, she's, she does little shows and shit like that on,
She probably, she's, like, hit in the,
like, yeah, she in there, like, she,
rap videos and shit.
Yeah, she'll do little rap videos and stuff like that. She's on Nickelodeon show on fucking, what's that one Nickelodeon show about the kid superhero? Fucking, Henry Danger. She's on
You're
that show.
Kidding. Kidding. Yeah, it's tight.
But no, she's on that show, and fucking, she do her thing, but fucking, she thick as fuck.
Dude, I don't know
it's what. Sorry, not to stare. Like, it's really hard.
Dude.
Yeah, I love me some midgets.
Crazy big booty.
Crazy big.
They got that black girl booty. It's insane.
All of them do.
Yeah. It's what
I just
not all of them. You can't say all of them.
No, when it comes to the ones with like the long ass head though, I can't do that.
Oh, the six head?
With that I can't do that. Like if you got a fat ass head,
Sorry. Man, she's gonna be sitting on top of you and you're not gonna be able to see the top of her hair.
Nah, bro, I'm just gonna be seeing all chrome.
See eyebrows and then just a straight up brim.
Like, yep.
Like almost like looking down a cliff. Like it's gonna go from the eyebrows up, it's gonna be all ceiling.
Yeah, I can't do that. Like I'm sorry. Like if you can't,
well,
actually,
she's a midget, so maybe not.
Maybe it just depends. It just depends.
I guess it depends. We're thinking about big dynamics right now.
We are, but fucking, hey, if you're a midget and you slide through, better be cute.
It's a hot cast now, dude. Episode 45. Cast. What's up? We're anyway, here, well, let's doing keep live. Let's keep deep diving. What do you think about transgenders in sports?
Truthfully?
Okay, but don't just, we got to dig deep into what sports, how you feel about certain sports.
So sports like I would
get
him
out of there. No, I'm kidding.
Nah. Fucking sports like fucking I would say basketball, football, shit like that. Nah, like keep that shit separated. Like even if you go from being like a boy to a girl, and you still want to play basketball, shit like that, then fucking yeah. Honestly, I would say for like someone going from the NBA to WNBA, that's actually. I don't really see that as a problem because a lot of WNBA players are big as shit. Like these girls are the same size as some of these NBA players.
All right,
like,
all right, but you ain't how many dunks you see in a game?
They can't dunk. That's the point. They're not supposed to. They're literally not allowed to dunk. That's one of the rules.
Because they're inferior.
No, not because they're inferior. You know how many girls that can dunk over
I'm just
us, nigga?
Joking, man.
I'm sorry, but like, joking. It's a topic for me because like I've gone through this with my own cousin.
He's hot about it.
Because like my cousin, she plays basketball and all that shit. Shout out Killa. But fucking, that's her name. That is her nickname, Killa. But fucking, she plays basketball and all that shit. And like, she'll literally take on hella niggas. Like, she'll play
one
of the niggas.
No,
so,
I bet. I mean, I'll get balled up any day, boy, girl. Like,
yeah,
I'm
like,
not
so
great at all.
It's hard to like just be like, nah, girl. Like, if you go from, like I said, the NBA to the WNBA. You
but
can't
you
play
put Giannis
like
in a wig in there?
Giannis is a different story.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like,
there's a couple Giannises.
There is a couple Giannises. That whoever picks
even
up
a
that,
even a Blake Griffin right now.
Whoever picks up that bitch is gonna
you
be
put
winning.
Blake Griffin right now
into
and
the
he
WNBA?
Goes trans.
Yeah, Blake
with
Griffin
a wig on.
Yeah, he's dominating.
He's gonna slaughter.
Like after that surgery and after the recovery, he dominated.
He's gonna slaughter. He's gonna be over. Making like 50, 70 points a game.
Probably. Like that is some real shit. But if it was like fucking a trans woman going to be a man, going into fucking
the
football,
NBA? All for it.
Yeah, going into NBA,
nah,
NFL
dude.
And all that
see,
shit.
I think this I is what, this that. Is my problem with it. Male going to female doing female sports, bitch move.
Yeah.
Bitch
yeah,
move,
I feel like
dog.
That is a bitch move.
Big bitch move.
Like, that is
that's
a 100% bitch
loser,
move.
Dog.
But if you're a fucking girl switching yourself into a man and going to a man's sport and then dominating, oh, by all means.
Gangster.
Do your thing.
Big dick energy
like,
right there.
By all means, do your thing.
That's big dick
like,
energy.
That's 100% do your thing. Like, I guarantee. But, like, that's just my take on it.
I'd be
it.
Like, damn, dog, you leaving your strap in the bitch tonight. Like, no.
Just have niggas just on hush mode just because they realize they're getting beat by a bitch. Yeah, like, I
nah,
would respect
dude,
that 100%.
I'm all the way for that.
Fuck yeah.
Like, there should not be male to female trans athletes in UFC.
But wait.
Or MMA.
Here's the question, though. How do you feel about women trying to be in the football? Just straight women.
I'm down with it.
So you down for a girl joining
I'm
the actual
that.
NFL?
I'm with that.
Really?
Yeah. I think they should let chicks in the NBA.
I do think they should let chicks in the NBA.
I think we should integrate and have, you know what I mean?
That would be dope to see. I'm not going to lie. That would be very dope to see. I just feel like girls would definitely get injured. Like, there'd be a lot more concussion rates.
Yes.
Especially
in
the NFL.
Never, yeah, dude.
There'd be a whole lot more concussion rates. Like,
dude, unless you're a trained fighter, dude.
Yeah.
Women can't take hits, bro. They fall bad.
They get broken easily. Like men don't give a fuck about breaking another guy.
They fall like a wet blanket on the floor.
Just
and they hurt.
Yeah, it's not gonna look pretty. Like that's the whole like thing. And
nah, there'll be some tough ones out there.
There will be some tough ones. Like I don't doubt that at all.
Football, they're definitely tough. Yeah, I let him do some football, dude.
Hell, fucking some wrestling entertainments are letting fucking
male dude, they and do wrestling.
Wrestle and shit like that.
Well, dude, they've always done that though.
Yeah, they've always
let that stuff happen, kind of.
And like, I respect that because some of them girls really be giving niggas hands. Like, they be throwing up some good ass moves, and I'd be like, yeah, do your thing.
Yeah.
Like when fucking Ronda Rousey came into WWE and she just fucking started mopping the shit out of everybody, fucking even beat up Triple H. I was like, dude, by all means.
It makes me so funny when, because I know it's still an athletic thing. I know some of those hits really do hurt and some of the stuff they do is super dangerous. Like, you know, I've seen all the behind the scenes things. I used to be a super big fan of the WWE back in the day, but it just makes me laugh every time like a professional athlete goes there or back to there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm like, all right, man. So like, you just needed some money for.
Yeah,
like,
they really did it for the paycheck.
No, you're just chilling right now. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what Brock Lesnar doing. He only really there for the paycheck.
Oh no, he came back.
Yeah,
like, with his hair and shit, and he fucked up Cena real quick.
Yeah, fuck, dude, he fucked up Cena badly.
It's crazy. Cena's come like still doing it.
Dude, Cena, yeah, Cena's still doing it.
He's
Cena,
like doing shit right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's still doing. Yeah,
he's doing movies and all kinds of shit
right now. Fucking, there's this one movie where I don't even know what it's called. Fucking, I know that it's like he's in a couples movie. They go on a trip.
Vacation friends.
Yeah, there.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't seen it yet either, but I feel like that's going to be a good ass movie. I want to see that movie.
Yeah, no, I'm actually really hyped for that one. It looks pretty funny. And Cena's fucking just hilarious, dude. In the new Suicide Squad, he was fucking great.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was really surprised when like I heard Cena was getting into movies and shit like that. And then when I seen him.
No, you never watched The Marine?
I seen The Marine, but I'm talking about like funny movies like Sisters.
I was like, oh yeah.
Sisters would really dude, got me to like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, when
like,
he's the drug dealer.
Yeah, when I seen him as that, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm fucking with Cena.
Oh, dude.
Like, cause I knew he could act. Like, everybody knows Cena can
act. He played such a good drug dealer.
To be basically
oh,
like
shit.
A comedian.
Do me a favor. Turn the cooler off, dog. Turn it all the way to left. Other way. All the way. There you go. My bad shit.
It's all
sorry,
good.
Guys.
They probably heard that for a good ass.
Oh, no, they're like, what in the fuck is going on in the back? Just fucking turn voice. It off. You fucking turn it off right now.
Turn it off. Sorry, guys. That was a little masochist for us.
Huh?
What? Do you not know what masochist means?
Yeah, self, like when you're into pain, self pain.
Kinda.
You're like a pain addict. Yeah. Did pain. Not self pain, but pain.
Pain. Yeah, I was gonna say pain, period.
Pain.
No.
Without
no.
drugs.
No. Man, I missed so, 3 days grace. I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, they're
there.
Still here.
They are still here, but not the same. The lead singer's not
well,
no longer there.
You don't go to the new albums. That's not something you do.
No, of course you don't.
You just go back to 1X and that's all you need. The whole album. That's all you're good.
Yeah, that's true. 1X was a good ass album. That's really all you need.
That's all you need.
Hey, but I like the other one though. Fucking what was that other album called? The one with Home on it?
With the dudes on the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The dudes on the front. Fucking, I like that one.
I can't think about it right now, but I see you slap that as well. So what'd you think about the fights on Saturday, man? We did purchase the Evander Holyfield versus Vitor Belfort fight. We kind of knew what we were getting into, though.
So I'm going to go straight to the main card match because the first fight, I didn't make it to the first fight, and the first fight was trash from what everybody else kept on telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, it was garbage.
So, yeah, the first fight was trash.
City.
The second fight was actually fucking dope, and I'm surprised that fucking Carol actually won. Like, because fucking the Mexican Vince or Venison or whatever the fuck his
yeah.
name was
dude,
beating the shit
they
out of him.
They kept walking each other down back
they
and
were.
Forth.
They were on each other, but fucking Vince was getting
the
fucking,
Irish dude won.
Yeah, the Irish dude won.
But the Mexican dude was actually putting them on.
Yeah,
they're both
the Mexican,
putting it on each other.
Yeah, they were, but fucking the Mexican dude's numbers were higher.
They were higher.
Mm-hmm. But fucking Carol came back in the last two rounds and won.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm just like, bro, do your thing. But fucking besides that, when it came down to the last match with Evander Holyfield and fucking Belfort, they shouldn't have stopped it. Like, they should have let them keep going. Like, they only stopped it because he wasn't throwing
man.
Any punches.
I don't think, nah, because he's too done. He can't handle that. He's 60 years old, bro.
Hey.
Like, and you see
that
when
he first
was,
when
he
but
you see when they were walking him out too, like his legs were wobbly, dog.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was ready for
like
fight.
You know what I mean. He's too old to be taking an ass beating like that from Vitor Belfort. From Vitor Belfort, dog.
Yeah, well, it's like a 10.
He's got
years
the most
difference.
Knockouts in UFC history.
Yeah, he does. Damn, that's
I'm pretty sure he does. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure that was one of the stats.
I think he does. Yeah, I think that.
But
was,
he's just
I
a beast, dog. He's
he is.
He's fought in so many greats. Not to say Evander Holyfield ain't a great, but he shouldn't be fucking fighting.
He should be. Like, he really shouldn't be. Fucking
yeah, I mean,
no
afterwards,
long.
He's all, I'll fight Tyson. And they're like,
nah,
dude. You don't need to be fighting Tyson, bro.
Say,
Tyson's still like good.
I was gonna say Tyson's still good. Like Tyson, we've seen Tyson's last fight.
And he got rocked, man. Vitor was gonna knock him out for sure. But we can't forget about Tito Ortiz versus Anderson Silva.
Yes.
That was fucking...
I really thought Tito was going to stick, like, at least stick for the first round.
I thought Tito was going to get him.
I thought he was in it for the first round, but then when I seen him, like, when I seen that punch, I knew it was over.
Yeah.
Like, that one fucking clean-ass hook. And I'm just like, bruh. Like, I was going for fucking Tito, but then fucking when I seen Anderson Silva get him with that punch, it was good. Like, I really enjoyed that, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no. It was a good fucking match, dude. It was, you know, it was a very short one.
It was very short.
But I was still happy that Anderson won.
Surprising upset.
I still, like, I like both those guys. I've always loved both those guys. Yeah, so I was like, man, whoever wins, wins. They're both 46. So that was cool, too.
Yeah, that was a fair fight. Fucking, Anderson, even though fucking Tito had to lose, like, hella weight before the fucking fight.
Tito is definitely, like, a big Hall of Famer. Like, and he was a Hall of Famer before Anderson was. But Anderson is definitely the last. Left way more of a legacy.
Now his
son is boxing and he's been killing it too.
Oh, he has?
Yes.
I need to look that up.
Yep, look it up.
I need to look that up. I'm not going to look it up right now. I need to watch it. Like when I'm home, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, for sure.
Most definitely. Because like that's crazy. Like I love seeing that. Like when fucking a fighter and he like he's doing his thing and he's in like fucking has made a big ass legacy and then their son goes in and then they start dominating and then they start doing their thing and they're making a big ass legacy. I love to see that shit.
I think Muhammad Ali's grandson is fighting right now, too.
Yeah, he is.
Or his great-grandson or something like that.
Yeah, light-skinned dude. Yeah, he's fighting.
Yeah, but
and, like, I hate when people talk shit about him, too. Like, people were saying, like, fucked up things about him, and I'm just like, bro.
Oh, like, he'll never live up to his legacy.
Yeah, shit like that. I'm just like, no one gives a fuck about that.
You're not your grandpa.
Like, you know good and damn well he don't really care about living up to the legacy. All he wants to do is fight.
Yeah.
So let that boy fight. Leave
Pass
him alone.
Pass me a fucking Bud Lighty, bro. Sipping these Bud Lighties. Sir.
If anybody from Bud Light hears the sponsors, please.
No.
We need that. Sponsors. Hey, you never know. Fucking get a phone call within the next month.
Shiloh has said the N-word too many times. he's killed it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've lost a lot.
We're lucky Anchor's still letting us do this.
Damn, that's deep.
We're gonna have to start a Patreon soon for sure.
Yeah, more than likely.
When we do, it'll just be $1 a month, though. Just starting off. $1 a month to start off. And then maybe down the line, it'll probably switch up to 5 or something, but that'll be way down the line. Probably a couple years.
Nah, that'd be like 2 months.
No,
I'm just fucking with y'all.
Gotta let it spread.
I wouldn't do that.
Gotta get all the dogs on. All the boys.
Gotta hope they come.
All the fucking baby boys. Fucking trash heads, bro.
So that's what we're calling them, trash heads?
I don't know. I'm just riffing.
I don't think they want to be called trash heads.
You're a fucking trash head, dude. Get it. Fucking do it. Live it. Love it. Be it. Trash heads. No. So, what's up?
So, how much of that trailer did you actually watch?
Which one?
The Matrix.
Well, I watched it. I did watch it.
But how much of it did you actually like?
I'm cool with the new Morpheus thing.
I am, too. Like,
because
I'm cool with the new
Lawrence Fishburne is just way too out of shape.
Yeah, he's not the same.
Too old to do it.
Like, we've seen him in John Wick.
I think there's something else going on. I already have theories. But I don't like that he looks like John Wick.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can't look like that and not be John Wick anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do understand exactly what you're saying. Like,
I can understand he might be older or whatever the fuck.
They could have cut his hair, like, in all honesty.
Yeah, they could have filmed John Wick 4 and then just cut his hair.
Yeah. Like, they really could have just done that.
And he would have
like,
he could have kept his beard, too.
He could have cut the beard.
That would have looked way better.
It would have. Like, had his hair look like the old Neo. Like
it'd have been like Thor 3 status, you know what I mean?
That would have been dope. That would have been fucking dope.
You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
But
they had to. They said, fuck it. They were going to keep it like this because wasn't he doing the filming of John Wick while he was doing The Matrix?
Yeah, dude. They were supposed to drop on the same day. I don't think they're doing that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. Because if they do drop it on the same day, then that means they have to drop a fucking John Wick trailer, like, soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Like, in a couple days soon, because they just dropped this Matrix trailer.
Yeah. Well, it's a teaser.
Yeah, it's just a teaser, but it, is like, good. It was a decently long teaser, though.
Yeah.
Like, they showed a lot in that teaser. Like, I'm pretty sure if I go on that fucking Eric Voss's New Rockstars right now, fucking go watch it real quick, I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of fucking Easter eggs that he'll point out.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. He always fucking points out the most... The shit that you would never even think about, that dude points it out every fucking time. Like, and I watch New Rockstars fucking damn near biblically. Like, I fucking love that shit. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it helps out a lot when you're trying to fucking figure out some things in the show or trying to understand the concept of what they're trying to do with the show and shit like that, or where they're leading to it with the phases.
Yeah.
And, like, it's very interesting when you hear another person's take on it and you're not just thinking about it yourself and shit like that. So, like, fucking... Yeah, watching is fucking dope. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. I'm actually kind of hyped off the new Morpheus thing because I like that dude.
I do too. Like, he's a great
and
actor.
I'm super hyped off the new Candyman. I'm gonna probably buy that here pretty soon. One of these nights.
I honestly need to watch three because I watched the first two and didn't really like them.
I don't give a fuck about the other ones. So I just need to rewatch the first one with my girl and then show her the new one. Yeah, I haven't watched the new one yet, but I know, like, it's just about, like, the first one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The other ones don't really have much to do with it. At least I wouldn't think so.
No, I don't think so at all.
But either way, I never even really watched, like, the other ones. I think I only watched, like, number two. And it wasn't as good, so I was like, eh, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then wasn't there another movie about his son?
I don't know, dude.
I could have sworn there was, like, a Candyman movie where fucking it was just all about his son or some shit. And then him becoming the next Candyman or something like that.
I don't know.
It was fucking weird. Like, I just seen
it. I haven't dove that deep.
I haven't either. I tried, like, my best to stay away from scary movies sometimes. I really, like, am not, like, a big fan of them. Like, I'll watch some of them, like, the Stephen King ones.
But they freak you out?
Yeah, they freak out a lot. Like, I really just, like, after a while, I'm just like, you know what, fuck this.
Like, no, I ain't gonna lie either, man. Like, you know, I'll be laying in the dark, like, I swear if somebody just walks up. Like, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Like, if somebody just walks up, like, the door don't even open and they're just walking to me, I'm about to be pissed.
Yeah, and you don't hear them. Yeah. You just see somebody coming. You're like, oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, fuck.
Because, dude,
God.
I've had some dreams before. And, like, I've had, like, a couple experiences here back in the day. That was when I was in the basement, though.
Oh, I remember.
And I remember those days. Like, yeah. But even sometimes, when I'm, like, home alone, I'm just like, fucking y'all chill. No.
Come on now. Come on over.
Like, everybody just chill, all right? No.
Like, I'm done with this.
Like, I'm going to chill in here. And I'm going to fucking keep some fucking lights on and keep the TV on. We're going to be good.
What the fuck?
What happened?
Alyssa just... She texted me saying, if my vagina was a car, what kind of car would it be?
What?
She fucking gets these shits off TikTok or whatever the fuck, and, like, sees, oh, like, God, those little couple things, and, like, fucking she'll get that, and, like, she'll text me and be like, oh, so what do you think about this and shit like that. And, like, honestly, I like some of them because, like, I'll be looking at the TikToks too, I ain't gonna lie, when she sends it to me and shit like
that. Oh shit, I think we're still alive.
Are we still alive?
I think we were for a second.
Oh damn,
it said 4 followers on it. And I was like, oh, God, get out there.
So how many people were just listening to us this whole time?
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's bad. We were talking hella shit. People were just that's fucking like, bad. Yeah, let's hear what they got to say. But yeah, fucking, I watch those little TikToks and stuff like that. And, like,
all right,
like,
hold on now. So what'd you say?
I didn't give her a text back, but, like,
you got to say something.
I'm also contemplating on, like, what I should say.
Because you can't say something stupid like Lamborghini.
Oh, no. Fuck no. Because, like, I'm not saying that she ain't gonna get pussy. Because trust me, it's good. I'm not going to deny that, like, at all in my fucking life. Like, that's why I don't want to fucking end a relationship with her.
But it's like Honda Civic pussy. Good.
No, more like Honda Type R pussy.
Good. Durable.
Yeah. Good. Durable. Reliable.
Reliable.
Like,
yeah, I mean, take care of it. It's always gonna be there.
If she ever hears this fucking video, she's gonna kick my ass more than likely.
You said Honda CR?
No, I said Honda Type R.
Honda Type. That's what's that? The sport?
Yeah, the sports Honda car.
There you go, dude.
If I tell her that, she's gonna look up a Honda Type R and be like, "What the fuck is this?" And be like, "Hey, I'm not gonna say no dumb exotic shit."
It's a dope ass whip. No.
It's a dope ass whip. Shit. If any of my JDM fans out there that listen,
that's a solid little Honda.
It's a solid Honda. Like, trust me, I'm thinking about fucking fixing up this car that I have, selling it, and then fucking buying a Honda. Because honestly, all I need to do is just put at least a grand into fixing it, and then fucking get motor mounts on it. And it's
fine. All right. Anyway, so what were we about to get into? You were saying something before we got before I put you back on this.
No, I was saying something. Before we got back on this, I can't remember what I was going to ask you. I was gonna
all right. Sidebar. So check it out. It's the curse of death, right? It's the death. What happened, Jesus? You got crucified.
Crucifixion.
It's the death crucifixion, right? So check it out. You wake up. You're stuck in between your mom and your dad, tied up. He's got a dick. His tip of the dick is in your butt. Your tip of the dick is in your mom. Which way do you go to get out? Which way do you go? Do you pump? Do you pump up or do you pump down? Do you thrust right back into your pops? Or do you give it to your mom's?
Truthfully, from the angle that I'm at and from where I'm positioned,
you're not supposed to think about it.
You're gonna slide down.
You're gonna slide down, catch dick to the ear, and fucking
yeah. I'd rather catch dick to the ear fart than the ass. Nose. I'd rather catch dick to the ear than the ass.
But nah, dude, you're in like a tight fucking knot, dude. You're just gonna, as soon as your fucking face is right there, it's just gonna. Yeah, then you're bad. Stuck. Then you're dying there.
Yeah.
He's bad. All, I just want to die.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay there. Just going to stay completely still and just hope to God nobody else moves.
Just a thought, dude.
Why do you think about shit like
that? I had to give you something.
But why?
I don't know. I was trying to fire you up.
He always does this. Like
I was trying to fire you up, dude.
Like every single time we chill, randomly as fuck, even when we're not doing a podcast, he will ask me the most weirdest questions. I'm not even joking. Like, dead ass, the most strangest out of the nowhere questions. And I'm just like, bro, ain't I supposed to be the weird friend? Hey, dude,
I'm a rooster illusion.
What?
All right, we're taking a break.
Jesus. No, no. Because the devil trying to break me down. Ah! Walk with me.
Didn't sound bad, though. No, no, no. The first part was terrible.
That was terrible.
Yeezy.
Dude, fucking Yeezus, man.
Yay
is dropping some good shit.
I didn't listen to Donda.
I didn't listen to all of Donda either, but fucking I just heard like I listened to Donda.
I just heard the baby's good. Performance in yeah, that I've little seen, clip that he posted on his thing because they took him off the album or some shit.
Yeah.
Probably because of his little cancellation.
Yeah, that little cancellation shit, but they put him back on the album.
Is fake being canceled? Did they?
Yeah, he's back on.
Well, he's probably on the deluxe, though, huh?
I think so. I think it's something like that. But fucking,
that's probably how it is. I don't know. I haven't checked. I want to listen to it. And the only thing I've listened to from Certified Lover Boy is fucking Way Too Sexy. And that is my jizzam.
I listened to all of Certified Lover Boy, and it's good. Like,
dude, that shit is a banger, dog. I put it on. I'm like, oh, shit.
Fucking shit. Loves that song.
Really, I love it.
Him and Shiloh both fucking love that
it's song. A gigger, dude. We just, like, I can boogie. I boogie to it.
But fucking, besides all of that, though.
Yeah,
fucking about Ye, though. Like, Ye is fucking just doing him. Like, fucking the whole chilling over in the stadium. Fucking, it's crazy how much money.
CLB did sell out way more, though, in 3 days.
It did. Yeah, CLB did sell out way more. But fucking, Donda did get more streams.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, Donda got more streams than fucking CLB. And people are still getting more streams for Donda than fucking CLB. And it's crazy, though, because fucking CLB go hard. But, like, it's not, like...
It ain't crazy, huh?
It ain't crazy for me. Like, deadass, like, fucking CLB was, like, maybe kind of like Scorpion to me. Because, like, Scorpion really ain't even that fire to me. Like, Scorpion was honestly...
I only heard the singles.
Yeah, I only really... Yeah, fucking for Scorpion... Scorpion, I listen to everything on Scorpion.
I don't do that shit anymore, dude. I used to just scout out the albums and listen to the whole thing then and there. You know what I mean? Yeah. I used to just chill in my room listening to a whole album.
I do that.
Smoking bowls and shit.
I do that. I has to.
I don't do that shit no more.
I'll sit in the garage.
I should probably start doing it again.
Yeah, I think you really should.
I never vibe out no more. I sit in my room and I get impatient. I don't even play games for that long no more.
Listen to Mick, bro.
I know. I got to drink more water.
You need to listen to Mick.
Free Nation Rebel.
Man, Mick miss you.
I know. I miss him.
He been dropping some shit too.
I need Mick in my. I know he does, man. Fire, bro. I know. I've been sleeping.
Like I've been listening to Mick, and I'm just like, bro, stop, chill. He just won't stop. He's gonna keep going. Everything, Fucking man.
Steph Lime just sent me a reel. What do we get here?
Bet not be.
Oh, it's Matthew McConaughey, dude. We gotta listen. Oh God. Oh man.
He's right though.
Win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is. If you don't have acid, at least you're not gonna have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
This motherfucker is sucking wrong. He's sucking his dick so much.
But he ain't wrong.
Dude, that is, I could say all of that right now.
I know you could.
I could say, I could make the same video with sad music in the background and be like, listen, you got to pick yourself up. You wake up in the morning tired? I do too. Think you got the wrong pillows? It's not the pillows. It's the heart pillows. What's going on inside your heart? Where are you sleeping at in there? Because you need to wake up.
You need to make a video.
I know, dude. What the fuck?
Why don't you?
Make he's just video. Matthew McConaughey, so it's deep as fuck. But he's not. He's all. What? He's all. You can win. You can fail. Whatever you do, the outcome. As long as you don't half-ass it. You say you're just failing. Like you're failing to the. You're like, fuck this. I'm fucking tanking, dog.
You give it your all, and you still fail. At least you gave it your all.
Yeah, just get back on that horse, Bubba. You can do it.
Bro, oh, like you, like your comedy shit. You give it y'all when you when you're on stage, you're fine. You don't have to have no regrets. That's all I'm saying. Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
So I ate ass last night. You too?
No.
You gave me the eyes. No? Nope. All right.
You're probably gonna get at least one person to say that.
There, you too? No, my bad. You change, bro.
You change.
No. I got some 3 minutes. It'll go to him. It'll happen.
I can't wait. I really can't wait for him to go. Like, I want to see this man go up on stage and perform. That's going to be amazing. Like, I'm going to
laugh. Because even if I bomb, you guys will be laughing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So somebody's going to be laughing.
I'm going to be laughing my ass. Me and Shiloh both. And if you get Alex to come, oh, we're going to be crying.
Dude, Alex will fuck it. Alex's bitch ass will yell something on stage, though.
He probably would.
He'll be like, Monday. And I'll be like, son of a bitch, dude.
For people that don't know the inside joke, Sky is known as Monday.
Whatever, dude. We're not going to get into it.
Oh, you like being called Monday.
I love it. So nobody likes Mondays.
Man. But yeah, fucking life's good.
God showed me the way because the devil trying to break me.
I'm not
stuck in my head.
It is stuck in my
head. No, my feet can't fail me now.
It's a fucking good song.
Bro. Dude, it's so good.
Like, all his songs are so fucking good. Power is fucking amazing.
Like, dude, if you're walking out to like a UFC fight and you got that shit slapping, you're like, dude, I'm about to hit this motherfucker with Jesus, dog.
He's about to know the Bible. Every word with my fist.
Every punch is another sermon.
Another sermon. Get this good service.
Jesus, let me show this motherfucker put his face on the ground.
Almost, you got there. You were getting I
clammed up. I clammed up hard. I heard my voice and I was like, damn, this sucks without a beat.
Hey, that's how life is, though. You ain't always got a beat. We just got to acapella it.
I got music in my head all day.
I do too, but nobody else can hear it.
My life is a music video.
Man, I wish.
Okay, man. That'd be sick, though. Music, video. Music videos are the best, dude.
Music videos are the best.
They're always dope. Even if they kind of suck a little bit, you're like, man, well, like.
Like, at least they did it. Like, shit. That's
yeah.
Dope. Like, it's good to see.
Like, dude, my music video, like, it makes my mom's backyard look so good.
It does.
Like, it's terrible back there. I was there a couple weeks ago. It's still terrible.
Yeah.
No, dude, I haven't lived there in over a year, and it looks exactly the same.
Yeah, it's bad back there.
Like, it's a little worse, actually.
Like, your mom really needs to, like, pay for gardeners.
Oh, dude, that's fucking another situation. That's just fucking going.
Well, she's never going to pay for gardeners?
Nah, dude, mom and the step pops, dude. They're getting the D word.
Oh.
Divorce,
that's
dude.
Finally official?
Nah, I mean, but it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And man, I had to make it a
My mom's straight on some independent woman shit right now, dude. She's working out, she's been posting pictures like I'm fucking killing it.
Your mom could definitely beat the shit out of us now.
Like, I asked her about it. She was like, I'm not talking to him. I was like, damn, son.
Your mom
okay,
really is on okay. her shit, though. Like, honestly, like, seeing that, I'm like, fuck, nah, I really need to get in the gym. Like, if fucking your mom's doing it, like, I need to start doing something.
Yeah, I got to start working out again, dude. It's fucking been, like, 2 months.
I need to fucking, honestly, once I start working with fucking Ruben and shit at this job, if I can start making the money and shit like that, I'm going to rebuy my membership over at fucking, actually, I might not even go fucking back to Planet Fitness. I might go to GB3 or something. Because I know their gyms are better, fucking, at least to work out in. At least to lift weights and shit like that in, because I'm not really going to be focusing on the whole fucking losing weight, just more of burning the fat off and then fucking just toning out the muscle.
Yeah, dude, I would just say, like, you know, start off easy, like hitting ellipticals and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I could do that.
Do it like twice a week, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at least.
But you got to start eating right, too. You got to get your diet right.
Mm-hmm. I've honestly been looking up keto diets to work on and shit like that. I know you talked about the Vinny one. I'm still going to look up that. And actually get the book on it, so that way I can actually read.
Yeah, that's what I want to end up doing eventually.
Like, I did look, I saw a couple of videos and shit on it, and honestly, the meals look good. Like,
yeah, no,
meals don't look bad.
No, like, keto is definitely doable, bro. Like, you just got to do it right. You got to intermittent fast right, but you got to work out too.
Right.
But if you eat like, you know, like some hearty, fatty meats and meals, keto wise. Like, you won't be hungry for later. That's the problem I had a lot with keto. Like, I would just eat, like, the basic shit. You know, I'd fuck up, like, an avocado, mm-hmm. you know, a couple strips of bacon.
Right.
Stupid shit like that. And then, you know, it'd be, like, time to fast and shit, and I would be fucking starving, dog. Like, you know, malnutritioned and shit. And like, right. one time I even ended up having, like, heart palpitations because I was like, fuck this. I'll just eat, like, one meal a day. But you can't do that when you're, like, a week and a half into keto. Like, yeah. Like, dude, I woke up, my mom's like, nah, you need to like go drink a couple Gatorades, fucking go eat some fucking junk food.
Like, yeah, get your ass a burger,
quit fucking not eating all day. And I'm like, all right, I'll stop, because dude, I swear to God, I couldn't sleep all night. I thought I was losing my mind. Like, I thought I was gonna have a heart attack, and I wanted to make my mom up, but it was like fucking, you know, from 12 to 3 in the morning. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, dude, like, she's gotta get up and work too. So I really didn't wake her up till like 5. And I was like, fuck, like, I don't want to go. Like, I felt like I shouldn't go to work, but I had missed a lot of days.
Oh, yeah, you had to go to work.
So I was like, fuck this, I'm going to work. And I was working with my boy Jeff anyway. So I was like, fuck this, I'll just man up, go through the day. I'll slam a couple Gatorades. You know what I mean? By like 1 o'clock, I felt all right.
Yeah, you should be fine then.
I felt decent. And then I got home, you know what I mean? I smoked a little bit, played some games and shit, and that was cool.
Hey, well, you got to like, that's actually like good, like basically like a good learning experience from learning off of you. So that way I know exactly what I should be following and shit like that, and like where like to look up shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, I only really did it for like 3 months, and I ended up losing like 26 pounds or some shit.
That's good.
But I was still cheating here and there, like at work. You know what I mean? I was fucking off at work for lunches and shit. I wasn't always sticking straight up to it. But I still lost 26 pounds.
Hey, like, at least you're losing weight. Like,
yeah, that's the whole, but I need to fucking get back on it. Because I know if I stuck to it again, I could do it.
Yeah, well, honestly, if I get onto it, I know for a fact I can definitely lose this weight.
Just got to stay away from the carbs and the sweets, man.
Yeah, that's my problem. I love fucking chocolate.
I love ice cream. Yeah, well, no, well, you can switch that up. You can get keto ice cream.
Is there keto ice cream?
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit, bro.
Oh, shit. I might be fine.
There's keto ice cream.
I didn't know there was keto ice cream.
Like, you gotta switch up from normal milk. You gotta do almond milk.
Like, I knew there was fucking.
Well, there's almond milks, and then there's other milks too.
Yeah.
There's other milks out there.
Yeah, fucking. All right, but I'll definitely fucking do that shit.
Man, no, dude, it's not too rough. I've also been thinking about just doing the carnivore diet. That's like all meat.
Then if you're doing that, then you're gonna be fucking needing to lift weights and just
working out.
Yeah, doing that heavy shit, mm-hmm. looking like the Rock by the end. By the time you're done,
yeah, I gotta start lifting weights if I start honestly, doing that.
That's not a bad route to go. You just need to fucking really commit to the gym. No, I'm not the right way.
You were about halfway.
Oh, was I?
But yeah, no, dude, it'll just be it's just a commitment. You got to do it. Yeah. You know what I mean, but I want to do it soon.
I do too. Like, I really do. I need to. Like I said, I'm gonna.
I gotta lay off the brews too, man. I've been crushing Bud Light.
I've noticed. I need to stop drinking too. Honestly, I only drink when I come over here.
Then stay away, dog. No.
Shit.
I am in a fucking vortex of Bud Light.
Where my life's going. I might end up moving here.
We'll see. We'll get you in the basement.
I know.
People
are gonna be living in the basement.
People are gonna come by and be like, "You got the black man in the basement? What's wrong with you?"
Well, we can't send Seth back to the basement. That's just fucked up. Like, he got his shit all set up. I'm not gonna do that to him.
Nah, we'll see what happens. But if we have to, though, we'll clear it out. Fuck, clean it up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a job and shit.
Yeah, it's not like.
Are you gonna get the car though?
I bought the bitch.
Like, well, then you should get it.
The car came out of my money, so I feel like I should. Is it in your name? It's in nobody's name yet. We still haven't put it in nobody's name.
You haven't registered it?
Nope.
Damn,
I've been
dog.
Driving dirty this entire time.
God damn. How long have you had this car?
About like 3-4 months. Like,
God damn, dude.
Like 3-4 solid months. But yeah, I've been driving dirty in this bitch for
that's crazy.
This whole entire time. So like, hope I never get caught up. I pray to God I don't get caught up in this fucking car, because if I do,
that's your car then, though. But you paid for it.
Yeah, I paid for the car though. Yeah,
that's your fucking car then, dog.
I bought that car out of my money and shit. All I needed to do was just put my name on it. Hell, fucking then this next tax return comes in and shit, I'm buying the next car.
You do got to be careful though, because like that shit'll add up. Like more, the more time you spend not doing it.
Yeah. So I definitely need to hurry up and get that done and like fucking put my name down on it.
Probably be a couple $100.
Probably. So I'll just fucking wait till I get paid from this job. Hopefully this job calls me so I can start working. Like, that's the only fucking problem. I called them, sent the text message, didn't get nothing back. So I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, are you guys gonna just like straight up fire me before I even start working? Or like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, but hey, fingers crossed, hope to God that everything works out in a better way than what it's going right now. But that's just life.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's weird. Like, I don't know. You think they'd be more on it?
Exactly, like because fucking how much Ruben's been talking about fucking people.
Have you
not
called him
there?
And asked him about it?
Yeah, I called them and asked him. I talked to the lady 2 days ago, and she told me that after the paperwork gets submitted for my badge and shit, and my background gets finished, then yeah, I should start working. And I should have been that should have been Monday, today. Like all that should have been cleared today, and I should have been able to. I should have got a phone call saying that I was supposed to come in.
Damn.
So hopefully I get a phone call tomorrow when I wake up, and then I can just go straight into work, start working.
Fuck yeah, man. Put in them 8 hours.
Exactly.
Grind that shit out.
Fucking, I'd rather be doing that. And fucking, Ruben's been telling me that he's been getting extra shifts and stuff over there. Like, shifts go, like, anybody can get an extra shift over there.
Yeah, no, when I last talked to him, because I've been trying to chill with him for, like, the past 2 months now, dude. But he's been so fucking busy working.
Boy, trying to make his money.
Like, so that's just like, I wonder why they haven't fucking jumped on it yet.
Yeah,
you know
so
what I mean?
Like the pay is clear. Like pay is sounding clearly good. So
yeah,
I'm definitely gonna be looking forward to that. I'm definitely gonna be.
Dude, that'd be funny though, dude. If you end up like getting put like with him,
dude, that would be dope.
And then you're just fucking. You're gonna get tired of him though.
I know.
You're gonna be like, God damn it.
Like, shut up. But
after like 2 weeks, I bet you'll hit me. Nah, he's the boy. I don't want to fucking throw shade
never,
at the boy.
Never. That'd be disrespectful.
Goofy motherfucker.
He is the goofy one in this group. He really is. Especially when he's drunk. He's funny as fuck.
My favorite thing is when he wakes up and he's hungover. He fucking never misses a beat. He'd be like, dude, I feel so mediocre right now. Every fucking time, dude.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know, dude. Every fucking time he says it.
That sounds like Ruben. That definitely sounds like Ruben.
Well, all right, man. We're fucking getting into some lower energy again. I think we're about
to tap
out.
Yeah, it's getting
a little short
that.
Episode.
It was a fun episode, though.
We had a good first half.
We were doing our thing. We was getting to it. But, yeah, shit's chilling.
Yeah, no. We're going to get out of here.
Get some food in our stomachs. Peace out.
Follow Just Trashcast on Instagram and fucking keep tuning in every week.
We seriously need to do that in the beginning.
Whatever.